May God bless our meditation on his word for us this morning as we seek to follow him in faith during this summer season and always. Language learning apps are common nowadays, and whether it's Rosetta Stone or Babbel or Duolingo, there are many fun and even free ways to learn another language. A few minutes of practice every day for several weeks, and you could soon be speaking un poco Spanish, or ein wenig German, or Tsukoshi Japanese, and even a little bit of understanding of a new language can often go a long way. So let's practice. Let's practice learning a new language today in church. But don't worry, to do this, you won't have to conjugate any verbs, you won't have to translate any vocabulary, you won't have to memorize any forms. That's because today we aren't going to learn Spanish, German, Japanese, and not even Greek or Hebrew. Instead, this morning, let's learn to speak the language of lament. But why? Why would we want to do that, Pastor? Well, for one, the Bible is full of laments. There's even a whole book called Lamentations, and it is filled with this type of language again and again. That's because the setting for this book is the fall of Jerusalem. The people of God have lost their homeland. They have been dragged into exile in Babylon. And so Lamentations begins like this with, guess what? A lamentation. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. More and more laments follow. The book is only 5 chapters long, but when we get to the last chapter, the laments are still there. Our inheritance has been turned over to strangers, our homes to foreigners. Time and again in Lamentations and throughout the Bible, we hear the people of God speaking in this way. And though laments usually identify that which is not the way it should be, the Christian language of lament is also filled with hope. Thus, it is not only beneficial for us to know how to speak laments, but as we speak it, we also are pointed toward the hope that we have in Christ. Lament, then, is a faithful language to speak, but it's one that we don't often speak fluently. In fact, while God's people speak in laments, the world around us, it doesn't. The world around us always tries to move us as Christians away from the distinctly Christian language of lament. And here's why I say that. A lament is a prayer to God that identifies something that is not right. Perhaps it is something that causes you grief. Perhaps it is something that causes you anxiety. Perhaps it is something that causes you great fear. And yet, by putting your lament into words addressed to God, notice what you are also doing. You're reminding yourself of God's promises. You're turning to the one who can actually help. You're calling upon the one who truly has the power to answer your prayers, to deliver you from distress, to comfort you in your sadness, and even to give you the promise of eternal life in the face of death. So then, laments are real. They're raw. They're honest prayers to God. But they aren't spoken without hope. No, the language of lament is always covered in the hope that is ours, in the good and gracious promises of God. That's why we can say the world around us doesn't speak lament. because they don't call out to God in faith. They don't speak truthfully of their situations. The world around us often goes one of two directions instead. The first can probably be summarized like this: don't worry, be happy. Positive thinking, right? Get that sad thought out of your head. Think about the good times. Sad thoughts are bad. Don't think them. Don't speak them. Just don't. That's one way that our world keeps us from speaking the language of lament, by not being open and honest about that which is just not right. And yet I hear that kind of sugarcoating all the time in the world, but I also hear it in the church, and I speak it myself as well. The other way that the world diverts us away from speaking the language of lament is similar, but it points us in the other direction. The other way is complaining. Complaining to our family, complaining to our friends, complaining to our coworkers and classmates, complaining to anyone who would read about it on our social media feeds, complaining to anyone who will listen, but never looking to God and crying out to Him in faith, believing that He can and He will help. And isn't that kind of behavior rampant in our world, but also amongst us as well? You see, our world tries to smooth and soften laments with positive thinking to make them seem not so bad. Our world complains without hope and without calling out to God in faith and trust. The world does both of these things, and you and I have spoken those languages before. But God gives to His people something better. He gives us the language of lament. For when we lament, we speak honestly about our situations and the circumstances of our lives. No sugarcoating or covering up, but real, raw, honest truth about that which just isn't how it should be. And this, in and of itself, is healthy for us. It's healthy to give voice to our frustrations and our sadness. It's healthy to call out and identify wrongdoing and injustice. It's healthy to speak truthfully about that which overwhelms or worries us. It's healthy to get all of that out. It reminds me of Maisie's year of kindergarten last year. Without fail, every 3 weeks, Maisie would bring home some new variation of a cough, a cold, or a runny nose. And what did we tell her to do about it again and again? If you want to feel better, you've got to blow your nose. If you want to feel better, you've got to get it out. Isn't the same true for us in all that we deal with in life? If you keep it in, if you keep it concealed, if you keep it all bottled up tight, you are not going to feel better. You're just going to keep feeling worse and worse. But when we speak the language of lament, we don't let that happen. Instead, we speak openly and honestly about all that we face and feel and fear. And by so doing, we get it out. But when we lament, we also turn in faith and speak to the one who we trust can help and even give us hope in the midst of all of it too. And that's why laments aren't just complaints. Complaints are shared with others so that we can get their attention, or their sympathy, or their pity, or the list of things that our complaints go searching for could keep on going, couldn't it? But none of those things ultimately solve the thing that we are lamenting about in the first place. When we speak the language of lament, though, we turn in faith to speak to God, trusting in Him to deliver us, to help us, to work His good and perfect will in our lives, even when our lives are far from good or perfect. Our complaints search for things that ultimately leave us in our trouble. But our laments are spoken in faith to the one who we believe has the power to deliver us from our trouble according to His will. God gives the language of lament to His people, but we also see someone else in Holy Scripture speaking in laments. Do you know who it is? It's Jesus. Jesus lamented. He lamented Jerusalem in Matthew 23 when he said this, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Jesus also lamented one day with his tears. His tears, yes. Remember when Lazarus died, Jesus arrived at Lazarus's tomb and he saw the pain and the sadness and the mourning of Lazarus's family. And the Bible tells us that Jesus wept. And his tears were a lament, for they cried out to God that this is not the way things were meant to be. Jesus lamented another time too. This time was at the cross, when Jesus lamented by quoting Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And perhaps that sounds like a complaint, but it's not, is it? It's clearly a lament. For who was Jesus crying out to? His Father. And by whose Spirit would Jesus be raised to life again? The very Spirit of God. And so even in Jesus' worst moment, even hanging on the cross and paying the price of your sin and mine, even then Jesus spoke the language of lament, fully trusting in God, the Father Almighty. So if God has given this language to His people for our good, and if Jesus modeled for us what that language looked like in His life, then shouldn't we seek to speak it as well? Yes. And we should learn how to respond to it too. Years ago now, Brianna and I were blessed to go to France on vacation. And leading up to our trip, I got out my language app and I worked on learning un peu French. Well, after several weeks, I knew a few important phrases like "Parlez-tu anglais?" Do you speak English? Or "Pouvez-vous m'aider?" Can you help me? Or "Merci beaucoup." Thank you very much. I also learned enough other phrases that I was confident that I could convey what I needed to convey, even if it was slow and stilted and with an American drawl. When we arrived, though, I soon realized that it was one thing to speak certain phrases myself, but it was another thing altogether to understand those speaking back to me so rapidly in French. It didn't matter how many times I asked them to repeat themselves, I rarely could understand what was being said back to me. And because of it, I seldom knew how to respond. When it comes to learning the language of lament, I would suggest to you that we should not only practice speaking laments, but that we should practice responding to them in Christian love too. For we should never try to minimize the lament of a brother or sister in Christ, and we shouldn't respond in a hopeless way either. Rather, we should respond in understanding and the hope that is ours in Jesus. So what would that sound like? Well, someone shares a lament. And what do we say? Perhaps one of these things. That's terrible. That's horrible. That stinks. I'm so sorry. It should be that way. That's the first part. Just acknowledge the truth of the lament shared with you. Acknowledge that what the other person is saying is valid, and it's not the way that things should be. But don't stop there. Then seek to point the person you are talking to towards God's promises. Perhaps by saying one of these things. I'm thankful that God doesn't give up on those who are baptized into Christ. Isn't it good that the Bible tells us that the best is still yet to come? I thank God for Jesus and the promise of eternal life in Him. Though Jesus said we would have tribulation in this world, He also promised that He has overcome the world for us. Even though living sometimes may feel more scary to us than dying, I thank God that His Word tells us that nothing in life or death can ever separate us from His love. In this way, we can not only speak the language of lament, but we can help guide and bless our brothers and sisters in Christ to do the same. And why would we want to do that? Because the language of lament is honest. The language of lament brings healing. The language of lament is hope-giving for us. Because it always is spoken to God in faith and in trust in His promises. And we see that in the Bible. And guess what book? In the book of Lamentations. It's true, the people of God had it difficult. Life was hard. They had plenty to lament about, and lament they did in the beginning of the book, at the end of the book. But in the middle, we hear something different. The middle of the book of Lamentations is where our Old Testament reading for today was from. For even in the midst of all of these raw and honest laments, we see the faith of God's people that still gives them hope in God's sure and certain promises for them. Listen again to what it says there in the middle. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Even in the very worst and the most difficult days and situations that we go through in this life, our gracious God gives us hope. His Spirit gives us faith, and His promises assure us that our laments won't last forever, but that the steadfast love of the Lord will. Therefore, we can speak the language of lament. We can speak truthfully of our situations and circumstances, and we can call out to God in faith and trust through it all, for our hope is in Him, and He is ever faithful to us. In Jesus' name and for His sake, we pray. Amen.